soul to soul, and spirit to spirit. Peace be unto you. Joel spoke very plainly when he said to us, "Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils, and my kingdom is not of this world." And those two scriptures clung to him for years until he came to an understanding of their inner meaning. Herb spoke very plainly to us when he told us we must step out of mortal consciousness and into that everywhere spiritual consciousness, that infinite spiritual consciousness. Jesus, the living Christ, spoke plainly when he told us, "First, you must be born of the water. Then you must be born of the Spirit, infinite, omnipresent Spirit." John spoke plainly when he told us that as many of you that will receive this spiritual rebirth, to you will God give the power to become the Son of the living God. Paul spoke plainly when he told us that flesh and blood cannot enter, cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. You must put on immortality. And I have spoke plainly when I have said that you cannot add God to your humanhood. Humanhood must dissolve in order that you may awaken to your identity, in order that you may come into the conscious awareness that you are spirit everlasting. It is now time to listen to these men, which in fact are one identity, one spiritual presence, which in fact are your spiritual identity, speaking from within your being, appearing as all these many voices, but actually the one voice calling you out of your humanhood, lifting you up, resurrecting the I of you. The time has come for you to make a decision. Are you ready to go for broke? Are you ready to be resurrected out of your humanhood, out of the grave, the tomb in which you have been living, into your everywhere self, into your every when self, into that invisible, omnipresent spirit, the I of you. If you are ready to be resurrected, then it is time to follow me, the Christ of you. If you are not, my dear, dear friends, you must also be honest about that. Turn away from these teachings. Stop playing with them as if they were just pretty messages to listen to once a week. Turn away for a season. Go back to your human living. Continue to strive and struggle for those goals which you have set, for you may attain them. This may, in fact, not be your time to step out of a mortal existence. And so I bid you farewell. Enjoy your human life. There is much good to taste. And, unfortunately, there is much evil that may be experienced. But if this is too difficult and you are not ready, that's perfectly fine. This message is eternal, and it will be here when you are ready. For those of you that are ready, for those of you that are so weary with living in a dream, it is time to follow me. He who is not willing to leave his mother and father, his sister and brother, for my sake, is not worthy of me. Thus says the Christ of you. These are some of the words that are a hard saying. When Jesus said, "You must drink my blood and eat my flesh," many that followed him turned away, so that there was only a handful left. To these he said, Will you also turn away? The path is straight and narrow, and few, very, very few there be that find it, because these hard sayings make us turn away. And like Lot's wife, we turn back to the good old city, the good old state of consciousness, human consciousness. And so here your true identity says to you, he that loves his mother, father, sister, or brother more than me is not worthy of me. You cannot add God to your humanhood. Now, Joel tells us that in order to accomplish spiritual healing, we must entirely remove from our consciousness any human or any condition, any person or any condition, including ourselves. He is telling us that Christ, which is the only healer, Christ consciousness is attained when we have removed from our consciousness any belief in a person or a condition. And that does not mean any belief in an evil person, a diseased person, a person in lack. No, it means any person at all, any humanhood. God cannot be added to any humanhood. You cannot serve two masters, mortality and God. And so, here again, if you are unwilling to leave all to follow me, then you must go away from this teaching for a season, perhaps for an entire lifetime. By now we understand the scriptures are never referring to anything out here. They are referring to internal experiences. They are referring to a change in consciousness. The entire New Testament, as well as some of the Old Testament, was written so that you might rise out of the grave of humanhood. And so if you are unwilling to do that, you might as well set the scriptures aside. We understand that when it says, leave all for me, it does not mean to move out of your house physically and go to another location up in the mountains somewhere. No, this is an internal experience that means to have a change in consciousness. To no longer be in the mortal consciousness that sees person, place, or thing. Person or condition. And so, leave all for me means we have to follow Joel's instructions to us and attain that consciousness in which there is no longer a person or a condition. To attain the conscious awareness of spirit living itself as itself everywhere. This is the Christ consciousness. And if you would put off mortality and put on immortal Christ consciousness, this is the path that you must walk. No matter how hard this saying is, no matter how bitter in the belly. This is the mysticism of the message. We are no longer trying to demonstrate anything humanly. We are no longer trying to add on to our humanhood a longer lifespan, greater health, more income, a better group of friends, a long-lasting companionship. Do you not see that all of that is living in the very dream that Joel stated, John stated, Paul stated, Jesus stated, and many others we have to come up out of? Mary Baker Eddy said mortality is a myth, and she did not say any sense of limited mortality is a myth. All of mortality is a myth. How long will you go on sleeping and pretend that you're living? If that is a life of the walking dead, and you are in it, then you are dead. You are dead to all that is really alive. You are dead to your own identity. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I played with childish things. But now has come the time to put away childish things and to walk in our spiritual identity. If we do not do this here and now, we will have to repeat this experience again and again and again until we are willing to leave all to follow me. And so for those of you that are ready to embark upon this spiritual journey, on the water of spirit, not even knowing where you are headed, not even knowing where you are from, you have reached the place within your being where you are ready to die completely to a mortal dream world, to a mortal existence. The very consciousness that Joel says we are to attain for spiritual healing is the consciousness that we are to attain for all time. That means you will attain the consciousness for all time where you never see a person or a condition again, including yourself. A consciousness in which there is no human self anywhere for all time. This is the consciousness that Joel himself attained. This is the consciousness that Jesus attained when he said, "And now I am no longer in this world. I have overcome the world." Did you think that you could overcome the world and hang on to the good side of the world? Surely you know by now, if you hang on to any of the good side of the world, you have opened yourself to the bad side of the world. You cannot have one without the other. It is all a part of the package of the belief in good and evil, or the belief in a material human world. When Joel says this is a spiritual universe, he means it. When Jesus says, "My kingdom is not of this world, not any of this world," he means it. When Paul says flesh and blood will never inherit this new consciousness, he means it. And so, we who are ready to go further in this life, in this present incarnation, then there are things that we must do in order to follow me. And the very first thing that we must do is in our meditation, we must reach the place where the senses and the sense mind, which is showing us the pictures of a human mortal universe, a human being, a friendly relative or unfriendly relative, a friend or an enemy, a young person or an old person, a male or a female. We must reach the place where the senses showing us the pictures in the sense mind are still and quiet. God never made a human being. Not one. God is spirit, and I am that spirit. God never made a male. God never made a female. God is spirit, and that which God made is spirit. And so, I must get the conscious awareness of whatever that spirit, which I am, is. And so, I become still to all that the senses have shown me. Even if only for a moment. Infinite Divine Spirit is everywhere. Spirit's harmony, spiritual harmony, is everywhere. Spiritual power is everywhere. And I am everywhere. I myself am infinite, divine, spiritual consciousness. If I see anything else, it is a dream. If I see anyone else, it is a dream. If I hear anything else, it is a dream. Spirit is omnipresent. All presence, the only presence. Where these pictures have been appearing, that is only a glass darkly, that was not made by God and was not made. Spirit is omnipresent. I and the Father are one. The Father is a spirit. I am spirit. Spirit lives itself as itself everywhere. And I trust spirit. And I rest in spirit. Spirit, reveal thyself. Spirit, live thyself. Spirit, fulfill thyself. In this moment of rest, Spirit is. It is here in your inner silence that the Spirit is felt. You sense the infinite Spirit, but Spirit is not something outside of you. You are sensing your own identity. You are sensing that which existed before this form appeared. You are sensing that which will exist after this form is dissolved. You are sensing your own infinite spiritual sonship. Here in your meditation, you get a sense, a glimpse, a feeling of your own true identity. This is the beginning of living in this new state of consciousness in which there are no people or conditions. There is infinite spirit individualized, and that is quite different. And now, when you open your eyes, do not return to a mortal universe. You who would go farther, you who would go the distance, must learn now, in this new life, how to meditate with your eyes open. You must learn to have the conscious awareness of the living spirit that is your true identity, your true self, and my true self, the only true self. You must have the conscious awareness of that at all times. When Paul told us to learn to pray without ceasing, this is exactly what he was talking about. And so now, when you move out of your meditation with eyes closed, do not leave the consciousness, the conscious awareness behind you. You are now to grow in maturity and learn to take the consciousness with you. As you mingle in your family, you must be willing to leave all and follow me, that infinite spirit called Christ. And so as you mingle with your family members, you must be praying, consciously realizing that these forms you look upon were not made by God. These forms you look upon are not the creation of God. This is a spiritual universe, and right here, you there, are invisibly that same infinite spirit. The identity of me, the spirit of me, is the spirit of you. There is but one spirit, one self, individualized, and I am that. As you move out of your house onto the roads, you must take this conscious awareness with you. There, that car there. There's no human being driving a car. How can that be if the spirit that I am is everywhere? Did you think that this was just poetry? No. This is a conscious awareness that you gain through this process of praying without ceasing. And so, no, there is no human being driving a car. There is spirit, and spirit is everywhere present. Spirit is omnipresent, right now. Oh yes, we know the appearance, moving from one place to another, but the I of me is already everywhere. And though I appear to be moving from here to the office, or from here to the store, I am already at the store, because the store is already within me. Because there is no store. There is I, infinite spirit, omnipresent. Does this mean I forsake everything and crawl off into a mountain cave? No, it does not. That will not help you. You must learn to have the conscious awareness of the living spirit upon you, in you and through you, and in and through all that you see. So if you're picking up a watermelon, you must be having at the same time the conscious awareness only spirit is here. Joel told us this is a very difficult life for at least a couple of years. But he also said, I finally made it. If you would claim that you are studying the infinite way, if you would claim that you are studying and following these teachings, then you too must be willing to pray without ceasing. You must be willing to lay down mortality everywhere. No more favorites. Oh, this is my favorite niece. How sweet she is. How loving and kind. But my nephew over there is a little rascal. He's into everything. Yes, you entertain that now, and you open yourself to the belief that something can happen to that little niece or nephew. That's the mortal dream. I know it's been wonderful. I know it's been fun. I know it's been cute. But will you also turn away? Or will you follow me, the I, the spirit within you, which is trying to lift you completely out of the mortal dream world? And so you reach the place where you are ready to lay aside the cute niece and the horrible nephew, both. And in their place come into the conscious awareness of the living spirit living them. One. 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 One life, individualized. Yes, you are going to learn to look through the veil, right into the invisible, and there behold the hidden spiritual universe, wherever you go. On a mountain, on the sea, in the desert, in the city, on the job, in a bus, in a plane, on a boat, in your house, in the yard, at the store, everywhere. And so, whether in your meditation with eyes closed, or in your meditation with eyes open. You must gain the conscious awareness of the living spiritual universe, the living spirit itself, your spirit, infinite spirit, where I am, where you are, one spirit, and that spirit eternal, and that spirit immortal, and that spirit yourself, myself, oneself. This invisible spirit is the self, the creation, the manifestation, the expression of the one divine God. God itself as self everywhere. This is the consciousness that you must put on consciously, moment by moment. How many ages have we put this off? You and me? Quite a few, actually. We have not wanted to step out of the me life and the you life for the I life. And yet, I am the only life that is. Having the conscious awareness of spirit omnipresent. This is what we must put on. And it can only be done here. And it can only be done now. This is the resurrection out of mortality into eternal life, right here and now. This consciousness will become your permanent dwelling place. You will live in the invisible kingdom of spiritual identity. And 1,000 at thy left and 10,000 at thy right will have no idea of what you are seeing. You will live next door to someone that lives in an entirely different universe. For they will live in a material world, and you will live in spirit. They will see humans. You will see spirit. They will move through an illusory world afraid, alone, in some cases terrified. You will rest in the bosom of your Father as the only beloved, the Son, the offspring, the Spirit of the living God itself. They will walk with trepidation, knowing not what might befall them next. You will be at peace, living in my peace, the Spirit's self peace, while underneath you will feel the everlasting arms of Spirit. Go back and read The New Horizon, where Joel speaks so plainly of the entire world dropping away, and how this cannot happen until you have lost your desire for any part of that world. Go back and read Paul's statements in Corinthians 15, I think it is, that the mortal must put on immortality, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. See if he is not telling you, you've got to step out of the entire dream. Remember where Joel says to us, be willing for the harmonious as well as the inharmonious pictures to fall away. He is telling us so very plainly, you must die completely to mortality. And this is not an experience that comes someday. Oh, please do not believe that this is going to happen to you someday. No, this must happen in every single meditation. Now, you that have decided to follow Christ, your true identity, the Spirit within, to go the distance, to step out of a mortal dream world, you must have this experience in every single meditation, whether eyes closed or eyes open. You must die to a material, mortal self, whether appearing as you or someone else. You must die completely to the belief in a material universe. In every meditation, eyes closed or eyes open, you must come into now a sense of a spiritual universe in which you move, live, and have your being. You must come into the sense of Spirit living you, and Spirit living him, and Spirit living her, and Spirit living it, and Spirit living itself as itself, omnipresent. This must become your new conscious awareness, your new consciousness, your new Jerusalem. This new consciousness will reveal to you a new heaven and a new earth, and you shall find that the two have become one, and that one your spiritual identity, and that one eternal. This is the eternal life you have been promised, but it is not an eternal human life. No, the Christ is giving you itself. This is the eternal Christ life. Spirit, omnipresent. Now, listen to this again, from A Parenthesis in Eternity, in the chapter Losing I-ness in I. And that's what we're talking about, losing a mortal dream existence for your true identity. And it says, there are very few persons in all the world who are really interested in living spiritually, or in attaining the spiritual goal. And certainly there are even fewer who have any conception of what it means to die daily and be reborn of the Spirit. Many must inevitably fall by the wayside. Yes, will you also turn away? But those few who understand that true greatness, true wisdom, and true success lie in the very opposite direction from that of glorifying the self or pushing forward the personality, those who remain and persist will reach the highest degree of spiritual consciousness, spiritual awareness, and spiritual unfoldment. So, there are very few, but you who are listening today, if you are of the few who are willing to remain and persist and not turn back, you will have a glorious rebirth into spirit itself. The surrender of the human will to the divine can be more readily understood if we use the analogy of a cube of ice floating in a glass of water. The ice rests in the water, cradled in it. It has no power to move itself. Only the water can propel it from one place to another. Let us think of ourselves as the ice and of consciousness or spirit as the water, while we wait in silence and stillness for the movement of consciousness. In other words, we must wait patiently for the will of God to make itself known. We must be as completely quiescent as a piece of ice. Such a state can be achieved only when all desire has been surrendered, because desire nourishes the personal sense of I-ness, or desire nourishes mortality, and that's supposed to be dying. As long as there is a desire, there is a projection into the future. As long as there is a regret, there is a return to the past, both of which are dead, without substance, and without life. There can be no desire, not even the desire to give, for that too feeds the sense of I-ness and bloats the ego. There must be a complete resting, as the ice rests in the water, or as the sap flows up from the roots of the tree. The ice has no concern or worry, it lets the water move it where it will. The difference between living the life of I-ness and the spiritual life is the difference between permanent success and some temporary sense of success. And so, he is telling us that in our meditation, whether eyes closed or eyes open, we must learn to trust completely in our spiritual identity. We must learn to completely rest in the conscious awareness that there is no person, no condition, no human life anywhere on the face of the earth, because there is no earth. Spirit lives itself as itself everywhere, and this must become our consciousness, eyes closed or eyes open. And God said, "Let us make man in our image and our likeness." Now, do you believe that that human being that someday dies and rots in the ground is that image and likeness? No, of course not. That's the poor substitute manufactured by the sense mind. That's no more the image and likeness of God than a muddy river. And so if you would know what you are as the image and likeness of God, if you would know what your neighbor is, your relative is, the tree in your yard, your cat or dog, if you would know what is the image and likeness of God, then you must know spirit. For that spiritual self, that spiritual universe, is the image and likeness of God. And that spiritual universe, that spiritual self, is invisible to your senses. But within you, within your being, you can have the conscious awareness of this invisible spiritual identity. This invisible spiritual identity is the only identity that God maintains and sustains for eternity. The image and likeness of God is the only creation of God, and God itself maintains it forever. So, if you would find your eternal life, if you would live forever, you must lay down your human identity and the human identity of everyone you know. And you must pick up the invisible spirit omnipresent, the self of you, the self of everyone you thought you knew. This self you must know within you, eyes closed or eyes open. As you know it, as you rest in it, it begins to reveal itself in greater and greater measure. You will be amazed. You will be astounded. You will be in awe as the infinite, invisible spirit that you are begins to reveal itself to your awareness. If you will follow me, the Spirit within you, you shall have and experience a rebirth, the likes of which you have never dreamed. And in it, you shall be given the robe of your Christhood, the ring of authority that goes with it. Authority to lay down any sense of person or condition. Christhood to rest in the spiritual self, spiritual identity, spiritual universe, spiritual kingdom that you are. And now that you have heard this message today, make up your mind. Make a decision. Will you too turn back? If that is what you must do, then that is what you must do. But if you will go forward, go the entire distance, lose I-ness in I, be reborn of the Spirit. Accept your spiritual identity. Live as the image and likeness of God and see that spiritual identity everywhere. Then you are ready to say unto Christ, I am worthy of you. And Christ says unto you, the I that I am is the door. Walk ye in it, and receive the gift of God prepared for you before the mortal dream was formed. For your heavenly Father is ready to receive you. Blessings.